This is Charisma News on the Charisma Podcast Network. One daily news story, well told. I'm John Matarazzo. Coming up in a moment, archaeologists uncover potential proof of Hebrew judge Gideon. That story right after this short message.
All around the world, poverty is stealing choices from kids. It's time to give those choices back. Introducing Chosen, World Vision's new invitation to sponsorship. For the first time, kids have the power to choose their own sponsors. Now the choice is theirs. The choice to take hold of their future. And even the choice to step into a life-changing relationship with you. Learn more at worldvision.org/chosen.
On Monday, July 12th, the Israeli Antiquity Authority announced the discovery of a unique piece of pottery dating from 3,100 years ago with the famous biblical name written in ink. The jar handle was discovered in a storage pit in the ground of Kirbat El Rai, the possible location of Ziklag, and bears Gideon's nickname of Jerubbaal, which is first mentioned in the book of Judges, chapter 6. Therefore, on that day, he called him Jerubbaal, saying, "Let Baal fight him, for he tore down the altar of Baal." After destroying the altar of Baal, Gideon and his small band of 300 men went on to defeat the Midianites and save Israel from their oppressors. Professor Yosef Garfinkel of the Israeli Antiquity Authority says, "This is the first time we have an inscription from the time of the judges with a meaning, and in this case, same name appearing both in the inscription and in the biblical tradition. Even though they don't have definitive proof that the ink writing refers to the Gideon of the Bible, it is important because it is ink letters and it highlights the historical connection to the biblical text." Normally, 100 volunteers would be assisting with the dig, but due to COVID restrictions, only 25 university students were able to assist in the hands-on research. One of the first-year students commented about the discovery that this archaeology is proving that the Bible is actually a historical story, not just mythology. This archaeological dig that started in 2015 was intended on being the last excavation season at this site, but if they find more, they will keep digging. I'm John Matarazzo. Join me on my Along the Way podcast. You'll hear interviews with people who are actively walking with Christ so that we can learn from others' journeys along their way. You can find my Along the Way podcast as well as many more Spirit-filled podcasts on the Charisma Podcast Network. Thank you for listening to today's Charisma News podcast, One Story, Well Told. For more stories, visit us online at charismanews.com. Subscribe to this podcast for more Charisma News every weekday. This is John Matarazzo. God bless you.